This is Gods and Mythology, show number 2.
Gods and Mythology podcast.
Welcome to my show, and today we'll be talking about Hecate. Well, if you did heard the first episode, which was a long time ago, it was about Coventina, the goddess of spring, and now Hecate, the goddess of the witches, the goddess of the underworld, and many, many other things. If you want to know a little bit about Hecate, just keep listening to this show. If you're new to this show, welcome. Thank you for listening to my show. And if you've been waiting for the second show for a long, long time, I'm sorry. But it was because of you that I came back. Because of you who kept sending me comments and mail asking when the second show was going to come up and everything. Well, here I am. And moving on. The shows used to be on Sundays, now it's going to be uploaded every Thursday from 8 p.m. on. Our new website is www.magiadadeusa.com/gm, magiadadeusa/gm for Gods and Mythology. Now we'll have some music and I'll be right back talking about events all around the US and of course talking a little bit about Hecate.
Wand-waving or silly incantations in this class.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about, Phil. Not a fucking clue.
Only sorcerer can find something phallic in Harry Potter.
It's evil! Don't touch it!
Okay, we are not a positive portrayal of witches in the media, obviously.
And if you love Satanism and witchcraft and demonologies and all of the things that go with the devil, then
Wicked Podcast
is right down your line.
Gods and Mythology Podcast.
This music was Circe by Wendy Rule. If you don't know Wendy Rule, www.wendyrule.com. And the promo you just had was from Wicked Podcast, one of my favorite pagan podcasts ever. They are really great. You gotta give it a listen if you still don't know them. As some of you might know, I'm part of Proud Pagan Podcasters. The website is paganpodcasting.com. There you find a lot of pagans with different kind of podcasts, pagan podcasts and sports podcasts, all the kinds of podcasts, all made by pagans. Don't forget paganpodcasting.com. Now let's learn a little bit more about Hecate. Well, despite popular belief, Hecate was not originally a Greek goddess. Oh no. The place of origin of her is uncertain. Her most important sanctuary was Lagina. Lagina lay close to the originally Macedonian colony of Stratonike. In Thrace, she played a role similar to Hermes. Hecate was originally a goddess of the wilderness and childbirth. Popular cults, venerating her as a mother goddess, integrated her persona into Greek culture. In Alexandria, she achieved her connotations as the goddess of sorcery and her role as the queen of ghosts. Today, she is often seen as a goddess of witchcraft. Hecate is a powerful triple goddess of the moon, earth, and underworld. Hecate is known by the three aspects of the goddess: the young, the mother, and the elder. As a goddess of earth, Hecate could grant wealth. As a goddess of trivia, goddess of crossroads, she protects crossroads, especially those where three roads meet. And she is shown in triple form, standing back to back to back, sighting down each road. She also protects travelers, especially solitary ones in lonely places. As goddess of the underworld, she is associated with spirits and ghosts. She also had great powers of magic and witchcraft. It's said that dogs could see and feel Hecate, but humans never could. Sacrifices were made to her on the last day of the month in the Greek lunar calendar, at the dark moon. Hecate is a pre-Olympian goddess. The Greek sources do not offer a story of her parents. Sometimes Hecate is a Titaness, daughter of Perseus and Asteria, and a mighty helper and protector of mankind. It's also told that she is the daughter of Demeter. Hecate, like Demeter, was a goddess of the earth and fertility. Sometimes she is called a daughter of Zeus. Like many ancient mother or earth goddesses, she remains unmarried and has no regular consort. On the other side, she is mother of many monsters, such as Scylla. Probably the most known story is that Hecate was an only child, the daughter of Asteria, a star goddess who was the sister of Leto, the mother of Artemis and Apollo. Grandmother of the three cousins was Phoebe, an ancient Titaness who personified the moon. Hecate was a reappearance of Phoebe, a moon goddess herself, who appeared in the dark of the moon. As her cult spread into areas of Greece, it presented a conflict, as Hecate's role was already filled by other more prominent gods in the Greek pantheon, above all by Artemis and by more archaic figures such as Nemesis. There are two versions of Hecate that emerge in the Greek myth. The lesser role integrates Hecate while not diminishing Artemis. In this role, Hecate is a mortal priestess who is commonly associated with Iphigenia and scorns and insults Artemis, eventually leading to her suicide. Artemis then adorns the dead body with jewelry and whispers for her spirit to rise and act similar to Nemesis as an avenging spirit, but sorrowly for injured women. The second version says that, similar to the totems of Hermes, placed at borders as a ward against danger, images of Hecate as a liminal goddess could also serve in such a protective role. It became common to place statues of the goddess at the gates of the cities and eventually domestic doorways. Over time, the association of keeping out evil spirits lead to the belief that if you offended Hecate, could also let in evil spirits. Thus, invocations to Hecate arose her, the supreme governess of the borders between the normal world and the spiritual world. Medea, who was also a priestess of Hecate, used witchcraft in order to handle magic herbs and poison with skill, and to be able to stay the course of rivers and check the paths of stars and moon. In Egypt, she is called the she-dog, and her presence is signified by the barking of the dogs. She sustained a large following, though remaining a goddess of protection and childbirth. In late imaginary, she also has two ghostly dogs as servants by her side. This second version helped to explain how Hecate gained the title of Queen of Ghosts and her role as a goddess of sorcery. In modern times, Hecate has become a prevalent figure in feminist-inspired neo-pagan religions, and a version of Hecate has been appropriated by Wicca and other modern magic practicing traditions. Now we are going to listen to Morgaine by Kellyanna. If you don't know Kellyanna, visit www.kellyanna.com. It's K, two L's and two N's. I'll be right back, informing you about events around the U.S.
Lady Morgaine of the fairies, priestess of Avalon, ancient wisdom. Lady Morgaine of the fairies, will you be lost again in the other world? So many days, so many nights, no sense of place, no sense of time, oh Morgaine. So many days, so many nights, no sense of place, no sense of time, oh Morgaine. Morgaine Le Fay, born of kings and queens, ancient powers and ancient mysteries. The fairy people, they were her kin, and when she lost her way, they would take her in. So many days, so many nights, no sense of place, no sense of time, oh Morgaine. So many days, so many nights, no sense of place, no sense of time, oh Morgaine.
Daphnia and Jiva are taking pagan podcasting to the next level. They're witty.
.com.
Best part.
They pull no punches.
I know exactly how crazy you are.
Lance and Grail. They're candid and challenging.
Daphnia is not my wife.
No.
Now Jiva and I are going to be close enough to be married.
Yeah, right.
At least with this interview, Jiva got recognized as being part of this show.
I think my brain has turned to oatmeal.
Lance and Grail and their colleagues just love them.
You gotta be kidding me.
That's pathetic. Oh, yeah. Never talked to someone from Iowa.
Pretty hard to embarrass.
Daphnia and Jiva on the Lance and Grail Pagan Podcast. LanceandGrail.com. Grail with two A's and no I.
I'll let you guys work that out.
Lance and Grail.
is Amanda Androscoggin. You're listening to Jackie, host of Gods and Mythology Pagan Podcast. A member of Proud Pagan Podcasters.
Gods and Mythology Podcast.
Yeah, guys, I'm back. This is our last part of the show. And every show I'll come with tips to you. This week, go to gmstore.1br.net. It's one, the number. It's the Gods and Mythology web store, book web store. There you find 3 books and 1 magazine about Hecate. I hope you enjoy it. At the website you have also a web store where you can buy clothes, apparel, things for your home, etc. I hope you can buy whatever you want. And this way you support this podcast, you help me going on with this podcast. And now, you wanna know what's happening near you? On April 22nd, in New York, is going to happen the Earth Day Ritual. They say that all are welcome to join them for a joyous and lively ritual celebration of Earth Day. We will honor our planet and our community with songs and dance. It's on 504 West 22nd Street in New York at 2 p.m. It's at the Texer and Spedgeman Gallery. For information, visit joyandjezebel.net. On April 21st in North Carolina is going to happen the Spring Quest 2006 Awakening Our Dreams. A group of pagans in the Carolinas and Virginia have held a festival called California Spirit Quest. It's a weekend festival. It happens on William B. Armstead State Park from Friday afternoon to Sunday. The phone is 919-644-6310. In Ohio, on April 28th, it's going to happen the 3rd annual Beltane in Malvern, Ohio. For information, goddess ISIS71 at hotmail.com. This is an all-day event. I hope you guys enjoy it. Every week, I'll choose 3 states and I'll give you information about these 3 places. Well, this is it, folks. This is the end of this show. I hope I had helped you a little bit with this little information about Hecate. If you want to know more, don't forget, visit the gmstore.1br.net. I hope you can support this podcast by visiting the store, maybe buying something. And I hope you have fun in the events in your state. And I hope you have a great weekend and a great week. We'll meet again next Thursday. Blessed be you all.
Lady Morgaine of the fairies, priestess of Avalon, ancient wisdom. Lady Morgaine of the fairies, will you be lost again in the other world? So many days, so many nights, no sense of place, no sense of time, oh Morgana. So many days, so many nights, no sense of place, no sense of time, oh Morgana. Morgan Le Fay, born of